Live local high school basketball is on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson's Sports Authority, and online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. Our high school hoops coverage is brought to you by the Protection Center, American Title Company, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the Collector's Zone, Al Rowe Steel, and Al Rowe Metals Outlet, County National Bank, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Lafier Realty, OmniSource, ProCare Automotive, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Penn Chiropractic Center. Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Hey, we are on Deering Road tonight. High school basketball action. The Western Panthers and the Olivetter Eagles. Matt, I almost forgot that Olivetter are the Eagles. I just think of Olivet. I don't necessarily think of a mascot, but they are the Eagles. They're ready to go tonight. And
love their warm-up pants. Check those warm-up pants up.
Yeah, that's old school. They're, that's Indiana.
They're sweet.
I had some
I was at Concord.
Oh, yeah? Did they go purple-yellow then?
Yeah, they were sweet.
I bet.
Yeah, they were sweet. They were old school.
They don't throw those away, do they?
Coach Urschlitz had them back in the 80s, and I found a company that made them, and I brought them out on a special night. Nice. And they were cool.
So we're just about ready to get things going here. JV game was a barn burner. The Panthers pulled that one out. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to all the folks here at Western High School for being so helpful to get us set up here for the broadcast tonight. Ready for a classic. And, you know, two teams that play in different conferences, different leagues, not really from the same area. They've got a little bit of history, though. Last year in the district, Class B district semifinal, Olivet beats Western 57-53 to move on, send Western home. So the last time these two met was in the playoffs. So I'm sure there's a couple guys at least with a little bit of memory of that game.
Well, you know, Olivet's got a rich basketball tradition. They've had some good teams over the year. It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. They got a nice player in Redfield who I was checking online. He had 33 points the other night on 9 out of 11 three-pointers.
11 three-point tries, yeah, that's 9 of them.
He made 9 out of 11 triples. He's a 5'10 junior guard. I love 5'10 junior guards. I mean, the guys that like to shoot it like that.
All right, for Parma Western Panthers here, they're 1-0 on the young season. Beat Portland on Tuesday, 56-45, with 13 points. And they've got kind of a deep lineup. They've got four or five guys who like to chip in. Of course, in that, you want to go back to that class. 17 points. So, you know, they've got guys all across the starting lineup who can go for a number.
But is there a better basketball name than Steel Fortress?
I don't know if there's a better human being name than Steel Fortress.
I love it.
And you know what? It sounds to me like he plays like his name sounds. He's a tough kid.
Yep.
Strong. And we saw him a little bit last year. Looking forward to seeing more of him today here on the broadcast tonight on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. If you're telling your friends, we're also on JacksonESPN.com, streaming live around the world. We'll take a look a little closer at the inside of the game here. We got to send it out to our local sponsors here, Able Heating and Cooling, Bergman Specialty Product, Jim Winter Auto. We'll take a three-minute break, and we'll come back with a little more pregame on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, live from Deering Road. Jackson Western High School, getting ready to get things going here. We got a few minutes before the tip-off. Matt, do we have the starters? Let's go over those.
I do. For Olivet, number two is Delbert Redfield, a 5'10 junior guard. Number 11 is Jake Holzai, a junior 5'9 guard. Number 21 is Silver Dots, a 6'3 senior guard. 32, Sam Hoyg, is also a senior at 6'1 and guard, a four-guard lineup. And then 34, Nick Jungle. He's a sophomore, 6'4 forward for Coach Travis Brown and the Olivet Eagles. For Coach Malnix and the Western Panthers, they start senior Brandon Joseph. Number 10, Connor Cottingham, junior 5'10. Steel Fortress, as we mentioned earlier, he's only a sophomore. He's 6'4, number 22. 23, Hunter Page, a senior, 6'1. And then number 24, Austin Cooper, senior, also 6'1".
Yeah, so a team that really a year ago was kind of a youthful team, this Western team, they've kind of come into their own a little bit, getting a little experience on the floor. And somebody like Steel Fortress,
neither
really
team is huge. Neither team is huge. You know, yeah, these are a couple of Class B schools. They don't really have they don't have a big lineups. So, which is fun. That means guard play. You know, hopefully spread the ball out, get the ball up and down the floor, and action packed track meet. Just like I like them.
Sure, and a couple of teams who 8-13 Western team last year, and 11-10 Olivet team. So, a couple of teams looking to take a step up and be a little more competitive in their leagues and make a mark this year. So. Looking forward to that. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Matt, I read that Western actually bumped up to a Class A this year.
Really?
Yeah, I think I saw that. So that's what we got to look forward to. And I'm really looking forward to this game. It's good to be getting back out on the road with the young season and getting to see these local teams. And Western, one of our fine local institutions. And again, they were real, real kind to get us set up here at the scores table. And it's all ready to get things going. See, the gym's filling in a little bit. We're going to have a good crowd. We had a pretty vocal crowd for that JV game.
Yeah, there was a lot of officiating going on behind us.
Yeah, I wonder if we should warn the officials as they walk by the scorer's table here that it could be rough tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're used to it. You do a little officiating on the side, right, Matt?
Yep. You can't have rabbit ears. You just gotta block it out. You really do. You know, but I'll tell you, I'm glad I went into it because it's not an easy job, and it's easy to sit up in the crowd and officiate, to be honest with you. And I figured, I did it on the bench for 20 years. I do it as a parent sometimes, so I might as well get paid for it. So,
well, I'm sure with our statistician Lindsay Lehman on the court, she gets a lot of those superstar calls.
yeah. I don't know about that.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're live Deering Road, Western High School. Ready to get things going before too long. We still got a few minutes before the tip. We're going to take another 3-minute break here on the pregame for some of our fine local sponsors, including Lafier Realty, OmniSource, ProCare Automotive, American Title Company, Penn Chiropractic Center, and the Collector Zone, among others. 3-minute break. We'll be right back with more coverage. Tip off on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman coming to you live from the scores table. Deering Row, Western High School. And we've got the Western Panthers matching up with the Olivet Eagles from the Greater Lansing Athletic Conference. Coming into town here. And they are, well, both teams are there 1-1 on the year, right, Matt?
Yep.
With a win over
Lansing Christian. Lost by 1 point to Penfield, game one.
So they've had a couple games in their belt already, Western 1-0 on the early season here. We're just about ready to wind things down to the tip-off, get things going. We're going to keep an eye on Steel Fortress. Nearly a double-double in his first game of the year, 13 points, 9 rebounds. And, he seems to be the driving force for the team, if for no other reason than his name is Steel Fortress, and that's a cool name. We get a lot of those throughout the year. I remember having a couple last year, too. As a matter of fact, one of them was in a Mason game against Northwest, which is who we'll see on Friday night, Northwest and Lumen Christi coming to you live from Spring Arbor Road. So we'll be looking forward to that broadcast. And as always, online around the world at JacksonESPN.com. We're going to stay up here as we get rolling the tip off. We're going to get a introduction of the starters going on and national anthem. So we will take a 2-minute break and be right back for tip off and live action on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And we wrap up the national anthem here. Ready to get things going. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman come to you live. Western Panthers and Olivet Eagles just about ready to get the starters announced. And Matt, like you said, it looks like when you don't see any immediate size advantage for either team.
So a couple teams got four guard lineups, which honestly, that's the thing about high school basketball. And some people get caught up in size. You got to have a center, two forwards, two guards. You know, basketball is about putting the five best players on the floor or trying to find the five best mix.
Yeah.
And size has nothing to do with it.
And we saw that a lot last year with Jackson High. They didn't have a kid over 6'3", but they were in just about every game we saw because they met relentless with the pressure. And, you know, if the JV game is any indication, Olivet likes to get after the loose ball. The same with Western. They like to play a little bit of pressure on the ball and look for steals and look to run fast breaks.
Well, Coach Mullen, he's from the Big 8 Conference. He's from Spring Court originally as a player and coached at Reading. And that's his style. They get after it defensively. He's a fiery guy. He's great. He's fun to watch. You sit here and you'll find yourself looking over watching him on the sideline. He gets after it.
Always fun to watch. Your Western Panthers starters announced here. And again, they've got Brennan Joseph, 6-foot senior. Connor Cottingham, 5'10 junior. Steel Fortress is a 6'4. He's their big kid. He's just a sophomore. But he was up on the varsity squad last year as well. Hunter Page, a 6'1 senior, and then you got Austin Cooper, also 6'1 and a senior. So they go with a pretty experienced lineup and just about ready to get everything started and get some activity going. Steel Fortress gets up off the bench. Big, strong kid. I look forward to game tonight. We got many fine sponsors: Lomar Machine and Tool, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Alro Metals Outlet, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Pretty quick jaunt over to Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center from here, Matt. You just head up Deering Road right out to Memphis, and you're there.
This was a quick trip for me. Only about 8 miles.
Only about 8 miles?
Yeah.
You should have ran. You should have ran it.
I did.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell you weren't even breathing hard.
I left about 4 o'clock.
Oh. Took your time. A little,
Yeah, I tell you, I love the play-by-play announcer. He gets after it. He's like a guy from the Pistons, man. He's...
That's fun for the kids, fun for the fans. Tip goes to Olivet's way, but he tapped a little too hard. Can't keep it in bounds, out of bounds from the end line, and Western will take possession. We'll get the inbound there. Austin Cooper bringing it up is Hunter Page.
Man to man.
Looks to the high post, trying to feed the cut, knocked away. Silver Dot runs the break, kicks it out. They'll slow it down. Double Redfield gives to
Jake Holdeye. You got a game with Silver Dots and Steel Fortune. How about that? I like that. Silver Dots.
Holdeye gives to Redfield on the wing. Back, dribbles back to the top. Kicks to Dots. Now back to Jake Holdeye to reset for Olivet. Holdeye hands to Redfield. Redfield drives. Feeds the high post. Stolen. Get on the fast break. Taken all the way coast to coast. No good on the lefty layup. Comes loose. Olivet rebounds. And Redfield gets the break going the other way. Missed layup. Austin Cooper. 3-point shot up Redfield. No good. He doesn't miss a ton of those so far on the year. Finds an open look for the wing and a three. Bounced on the rims a couple times. Falls off Sam Hoig. And Western's got the ball. Down, coming the other way. Connor Cunningham.
Fortress wants the post.
Good pick and roll with Fortress. Nothing there. They'll kick it back out to the top. Crossover dribble, driving to the paint. Off the glass and good. Hunter Page on the drive. High glass on the finger roll and it goes. Western's on the board, 2-0, 6:28 to go. First quarter. Live on ESPN 101.9. Olivet getting into the offense. Dribbling across Redfield at the top. Finds Holdeye on the wing. He'll drive to the middle. In between two Western defenders, he's tripped up, goes down, and we got our first whistle of the game, goes against Western and Hunter Page. Inbound coming from Jake Holdeye, 5'9 guard, gets it into the offense. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound Western, and on the runout, we're going to get a whistle. And going to be a foul against Olivet on Silver Dots. And that's those cheap fouls that you don't like to get, Matt. Yeah, just on the rebound. He's just trying to get a quick knockaway or something, and you end up getting a foul.
Not 80 feet in the other basket. That's not a good foul.
Drive and kick out there for Western. Hunter Page drives in, drops it off the steel fortress. That's good for 2-4-0 Western Panthers. And Olivet Eagles will set up in the offense. Redfield at the corner. Kicks off to the top. Nick Jungle, 6'4", sophomore. On the drive, Sam Hoyt kicks it out. Redfield's got it at the top. A little pressure, picks up the dribble, gets to Hoyt on the drive. He drops it off to Dots. And Dots loses it. We're going to get a turnover. We're going to travel.
Tied ball. Tied it up. Yep, tied it up.
4-0 Panthers lead, 5:17 to go first quarter with the ball.
You know, Olivet's came on. They really up to three shots already behind the arc.
Hunter Page gives it the top. Cottingham has it knocked away on the runout. Diving on the floor is Jake Holzeye. Can't quite get it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Western. Quick hands there. Connor Cottingham didn't secure the ball real quick and got it knocked away. Western dodges the bullet, keeps the ball. 5:01 on the clock. Hunter Page with it. Drives baseline. Picks up off the rim. And we're going to whistle Gonzalez on the shot. Looking at two free throws for Page. We took a little bit with the off arm there, Matt, was all. And
yep. Got him a lot of position on that drive right there.
Hunter Page showing a little quickness off the dribble. Got 2 points so far and an assist. And he hits the first free throw. 5-0 in the Western lead. Substitution from Olivet. Dick Holzeye goes out in favor of Brendan Pugh, 6-foot senior guard. And shot, second free throw's off the rim. Battle for the rebound, Fortress, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Olivet. Western gets the rock back with a 5-0 advantage. 4:54 to go, first quarter. On the inbound, Austin Cooper. Joseph at the top, shot, Connor Cunningham, no good. Long rebound, tapped, and knocked out of bounds. Last touch again, Olivet. Western will keep it on their end. Multiple opportunities here for the Panthers. Inbound now, Joseph. Brennan Joseph gets into Cottingham at the top. And Joseph drive baseline, off the glass, couple bounces, gets in, and it's a 7-0 Western lead. Nice drive. Brennan Joseph scores at 7-0, gets a timeout from the Olivet bench. We'll take a timeout ourselves, 30-second break. We'll be right back on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
4:36 to go, first period, 7-0. The Western Panthers in front of the Olivet Eagles. Keith Oil, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Deering Road. Olivet with the rock to inbound, facing a little full court pressure here from the Panthers. Delbert Redfield, 5'10 guard. For Olivet, will break the pressure himself. Not a real
token.
Intense.
Kind of a token pressure right there.
Pass on the wing. Trent Imes. And finds Redfield open for three. He hits that one. Lefty stroke is good. 7-3 now the score.
That was by design right there, that timeout.
Get to the high hand, Redfield. Like I said, hit 9 threes in the game already this year. That's his first one on the night. Steel Fortress at the high post. Hands off to Hunter Page, drives, pulls it back out, turns around and drives in again, gets into the paint, kicks off to Joseph. Brennan Joseph will get to the top, and Hunter Page will reset. Covered by Brendan Pugh at the top for Olivet. High post, feed there, and a drive off the glass. Tough shot, in and out, Steel Fortress on the rebound, and the putback is good. This shot was Austin Cooper, rebound and put
nice
back Steel Fortress.
Physical play right there. That was a 50-50 ball, and Fortress out-muscled him for that rebound.
Redfield now on the drive for Olivet. Off the glass, no good. Glass smacked Hunter. Steel Fortress, I don't think you could do that. Connor Cottingham now for three for Western. That's off front rim. And rebounded off to Cooper on the pass out. It goes out of bounds. Olivet ball. 3:18 to go. First quarter, 9-3 is our score. Olivet Eagles to inbound. Nick Jungle, 6'4", sophomore. Inbounds to Redfield. Redfield the only bucket in points for Olivet so far. 1-for-2 from the three-point line for him. Gets a screen. Now he feeds the wing. Pugh dribbles back to the top. Now he'll hand to Sam Hoyt.
Moving screen.
And we'll get a moving screen against Pugh. And Western gets the ball back. And that, it looks like Alvester's been kind of unable to get into a rhythm early and a little bit sloppy. Few mistakes. Mental errors, really. Substitution for the Panthers will get Jacob LaFave into the contest. LaFave, 6'2 senior. Excellent wide receiver for the Panthers football squad. Hunter Page with the ball. Brings it down. Finds Cooper on the wing. Looks for a screen. LaFave. Cooper gets to the middle. Gives to Fortress. High post down to LaFave on the baseline. Can't handle the pass. Out of bounds. Out of that ball. Yeah, good look to find him down there. Just
great,
couldn't
great
handle
look,
it.
Yep.
I got to imagine trying to catch that bullet pass from Steel Fortress is tough. I think he gets some stank on it. Redfield now with for Olivet working against Joseph. Crossover dribble into the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Back out to Silverdot. And Redfield comes back out to reset. Long three-point Redfield off the back rim. Rebound Fortress. Joseph gets the break going. Crossover dribble. He'll draw the foul on Redfield. And that'll be the 14th foul against Olivet. 9-3 is our score. Western in front. 2:24 to go first quarter. Western Panthers with the ball. Steel Fortress will inbound. Good pressure on the ball. Nice cut there. Finds LaFave on the baseline. Misses the jumper. And Hunter Page looking quick tonight. Good pass up. Redfield's now got the ball at the top. Brendan Joseph comes out to meet him for Western.
Did they run him off? Yep, off a double. Run into that same play they got the three off of right there, but they defended it better.
Good form there. Redfield now working with a screen from Trent Imes. Redfield looking to step back. Quick hands. Joseph knocks away. Redfield recovers. Under the basket. Pump fake. Gets him up in the air. Pugh. And he'll draw the foul. And it's going to be on the floor. Had two guys flying at him, and lucky no one gets hurt on that when legs get drawn out like that.
Yep.
Three substitutions coming from the Western bench. We'll get number one, Mike Doss, 5'11 senior, into the contest. Number four, Jordan Range, 6 foot junior, comes in. Redfield now catching the inbound. Gets to the top. Jungle. Pugh now in the drive. He'll kick back out to Redfield. He's met right out there by Mike Doss. Jungle tried to drive. And the defense will get a foul. They're going to call it on the floor. Still 9-3. Our score, 1:31 to go.
Just a very, very impressive Western defense right now. They are locking Olivet down. Other than the three-pointer out of the timeout that Redfield hit. Which the second time they ran that play, they defended it well, so even adjusted on the one play they scored on. But
inbound quick shot, Jungle air balls. Right back the other way, the Western Panthers down to Doss. Crossover dribble goes off Redfield's foot, out of bounds. Western a reset, 1:22 to go, first quarter, 9-3, still our score. To inbound for Western, Jordan Range. With Connor Cottingham. Austin Cooper. Mike Doss and Jacob LaFave on the floor. And now Western will call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout here with 1:22 to go first quarter. 9-3 the score. Western in front on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, Western Panthers with the ball in the lead, 9-3. Inbound goes into Austin Cooper. Cooper hands off to Cottingham. Cottingham facing pressure from Pugh. Nearly a steal there for Redfield, playing the passing lane for Olivet. Instead, Doss will get it down to Cooper in the baseline. Now back up to Cottingham at the top. Tries to feed the high post, knocked away. Pugh recovers from Olivet, and the Eagles running the offense. Pugh driving. Loses the handle. Recovered by Jordan Range. Range gets up to Cottingham. Crossover dribble into the elbow. We'll dribble back out, reset. Cooper at the top. Now he looks to drive. He's a baseline. Range coming through, and he'll get back out to Cooper, and they'll reset. Cottingham swing it down to Dawson. The baseline, quick hands, Redfield, knock away. Dawson will recover it. Back out to Cottingham, and Western will reset again. Lefebvre on the drive, drops off. Nice pass to Jordan Range. Can't hit the bunny. Battle for the rebound. Silver Dot saves it from going out of bounds into Dawson. Now back out to Cooper at the top of Cottingham for three, and he hit. Wild stretch there. Western able to take advantage. 12-3 the score. Now 12 seconds.
Some second shot opportunities right there.
Olivet with the ball, dribbling across, beating down to the block in the game for the Eagles. Was Jordan Crane. Shot goes up at the buzzer, nothing doing. 12-3 the start here. Western in front of Olivet. We'll take a 1 minute break and get you into the second quarter on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Second quarter underway. Olivet with the ball, trailing 12-3. The hands of Western Panthers. Redfield looking for his three-point opportunity. Misses again. Offensive rebound. And Redfield gets it, drives baseline. This jumper's good for two. 12-5 now the score. Nice offensive rebound there, number 34. Nick Jungle for Olivet. From the other side on the drive, Brennan Joseph is fouled, and he'll go to stripe to shoot two. And foul is going to go against Nick Jungle. Number five against the Olivet Eagles so far in the game. This is three team fouls for Western. Joseph at the line. First shot is up, and it's through. 13-5, Western Panthers in front.
Obviously, right now, Olivet, you know, they're really depending a lot on Redfield right now offensively. He's got all five of their points, and really he's probably missed three or four shots too. So he's their guy, but I think they're going to have somebody else step up for him.
Well,
if they're going to beat Western tonight.
Joseph hits the second free throw, 14-5 our score. Redfield with the ball back for Olivet. He'll give off to Nick Jungle, gets it back. Now trying to hit the cutter down the baseline, Trent Imes. Redfield throws out of bounds, turnover, Western ball. Yeah, Redfield, 5'10", junior guard for Olivet. Looking to feed the baseline there, just a little miscommunication between the players. Cottingham now with the ball for the Panthers, working against Redfield, just over the midline. Dribbles up to the wing. Looking into the paint, he'll skip to Joseph. Joseph goes back to Cottingham. Now down low to Range, who drives. Pull up, no good. Rebounded Olivet. Jordan Kring. Now hit a streaking Redfield going down the court. Looking against Cottingham. And gets to Kring at the top. Steps inside the three-point arc. Jumper no good. Rebounded Western and Joseph. Range on the runout.
Nice
by Steel Fortress on the fast break. Nice feed and an easy bunny for Steel Fortress. 6:41 to go second quarter. 16-5 is the Western lead. We'll take a 30-second break on the timeout. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. All right, looks like we're keeping it here on the broadcast. 6:41 on the clock. 16-5 is our score. Olivet taking a timeout here. Get their the only one looking for his offense.
Well, and credit to Western's defense. I mean, Western's defense is locked down right now, and even Red, you know, even Redfield, when he's had some opportunities, they've been contested. So,
and you see that comparison where Olivet's doing a lot of their passing on the perimeter and even out deep in the backcourt, whereas Western, when they're on the offensive end, they're attacking, they're finding streaking guys, and maybe that's just from feeding off of their defense and getting them in the fast break situation.
Well, like I said, we're over 9 minutes into this game, and one kid has scored for Olivet. Somebody else is going to have to step up for them.
So the timeout, Western back on the floor, Olivet back out of the floor. 6 foot deep. Ready to go, dribbling up for moving.
Maybe get a little different look for him. Change his angles.
Gets it on the wing, drives to the top, looking for his jumper. Knocked away from behind Cottingham. Redfield recovers. Nice baseline drive for the Eagles. It is Sam Hoyt. Scores it. And 16-7, your first non-Redfield points for the Eagles. Now Cottingham with the ball, working against Redfield. Finds range on the wing. Screen for Fortress drives. Misses Fortress on the pick and roll. Cottingham now looking for three. It's short. Long rebound comes up to Redfield, and he's looking to run with Hoyt. Excuse me, Holtzai on the drive. And we're going to get a contact and a foul against Jacob Lefebvre. And that's the fourth team foul against Panthers.
Western committed that foul. Good transition defense by Western. Western had four guys back right there. And actually, it was probably an ill-advised drive. Certainly didn't have numbers on the break, but drew the foul. Called it on the floor, though. A little surprising. I thought it was on the shot.
Hoyt inbound for Olivet. Finds Jungle. Keeps it to Kring. Misses the shot. And on the rebound, we'll get a whistle against Olivet. And that's going to go against Hoyt. Cottingham with the ball. Redfield meets him at three-quarters court. Cottingham will bring it up. Redfield nearly a knock away. Now we get to Joseph on the wing. His defender fell down. He looks to attack. Open look from the top for three, and he hits it. Nothing but court. And the Western offense continues to click. And fueled off this aggressive defense they've been playing. 19-7 to score, 5:28 to go in the half. Redfield comes across. On the wing, open look for three, and that's knocked down. Bullseye. And 19-10, big three-pointer.
Bullseye.
Big three-pointer for the Eagles.
That's how I remembered how to say that name. It was Bullseye. So they asked for the pronunciation of it.
Now, Western feet down to Fortress up for the shot. Blocked. Nice defense there. Nick Jungle now on the runout. Redfield looking to drive off the glass. No good. Rebound to Joseph. Battle for the rock. He gets it out and still loose. Hoyt gets a shot at it. Now there's a pile up. Joseph comes up with possession. Let's see what we're going to get. A timeout. This is the 30 timeout. We'll keep it here on the timeout. A wild
full timeout.
They are going to get a full timeout. We will take a 30-second break. 19 our score, 4:45 to go first half on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, coming to you live. Western. And Olivet, not the same. We got Redfield on the floor. Pugh is in, and he's been a pretty good on-the-ball defender, and he comes up to pick up Hunter Page, three-quarters court. He backs off now. Hunter Page brings it up for Western. Now he looks to drive right away. Kick out to Cottingham, open for three. Comes up short, off the rim. Tap, last touch. Holtzai and Olivet will be Western ball. Brennan Joseph to inbound. Quick in to Austin Cooper off the glass. Easy jumper there is good. 21-10 the score. 4:27 to go. Second quarter. Holzai will bring it up for the Olivet Eagles. Finds Redfield at the top. Trying to get Redfield off for some open looks and not having a lot of luck on it. He's out to Jungle. Back out to Holzai. Long three. No good. Looks like he might have been hit. No call. Redfield now steals the outlet pass for Olivet. Open look for three for him, and it's up long. Saved on a tap Holzai, but it goes right to Hunter Page. Finds Steele Fortress on the break. Layup is good. 23-10, Western.
That was a nice steal there by Redfield, but he went in and pulled up for three. Nobody back on defense. Nobody back on offense for him. Redfield. Airballed it, and they didn't get back on D.
Redfield easy drives, goal. Looking for the layup. He doesn't score it, but he does draw a foul and get two free throws.
I'll tell you, Fortress runs the floor real well. I say he's a big kid, but he's 6'4", but he looks the part. I mean, he's a pretty solid-looking kid. He's a good-looking athlete.
Yeah, a couple probably, nice finishes.
He's probably
too.
Playing a little bit out of position. I mean, he looks like a he's 3-4 guy. He's probably playing more of a more in a post here at Western because they're a little undersized, but definitely runs the floor.
Well, like I said, he finishes well near the rim, and for a guy like you, you don't like to pass, but you do come off with a pass.
Allegedly.
You want that guy to finish.
That's right.
And that's something they're going to appreciate, which, makes you willing to pass to him again. 3:36 on the clock, 23-12 now our score. After Redfield hits a pair at the line. Pugh, aggressive on the ball, defense knock away. But he will also touch it last. Pugh's done a good job pressuring the ball. Hunter Page having to work out there. A lot more pressure now coming from Olivet. Inbound to Hunter Page for the Panthers. Crossover dribble drive. Hunter Page blocked. Olivet will get the ball back. Holzai running the floor.
Not a contact on that. No call.
And from the wing, they'll kick back out to Holzai. Still drives, drops up to Silver. That shot no good. Rebound and run out. Austin Cooper finds Dobbs down the floor. Layup is good. Lefty scoop and score Mike Goff. Excuse me. On the score for Western, 25-12. Our score under 3 minutes now in the first half. Nice cut. Baseline. Pew can't finish. Tap for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Olivet. Western ball. Nice drive and dish there, just couldn't finish the shot. 25-12 is our scoring. Panthers continue to be in control. Hunter Page with the ball. Motion gets to Doss on the wing. Pump fake Doss dribbles all the way across the floor. Gets to Page on the wing. Now he will dribble back to the top. Crossover dribble. Finds Joseph. He'll drive into the paint. Kick out. Open look. Austin Cooper. Three. And he nails it. 28-12. It's our score here. Western pulling away now. Late in the first half. Great couple of drive and dish outs to eventually get the open look for Cooper by the Panthers. Now Holzai will drive. Puts up lefty off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound is knocked loose. Hunter Page running the break with Doss. Drops it off. Doss with the lefty finish. 30-12 our score now. Western pouring it on. Well executing on the break here.
Well, right now the key to this game is Western is getting contributions from multiple guys right now. And now that's kind of a one-man show.
Still trying to find another source to complement Redfield. Nice feed down to Silver Dot. Can't finish it. Rebounded Steel Fortress. And now a drive, Hunter Page. We get some contact. Pugh wants the offensive foul, but he was retreating, and you don't usually get the call when you're moving back like that, man. Minute 34 to go, 30-12 our score. And
Coach Brown, I think he's frustrated with the official right there. Right now, I think he should be frustrated with his team.
And maybe so, a wave of substitutions there. We get about three different players back into the game. And still trying, I think, really, in a lot of ways, he's just looking for a unit.
He needs a break. It just feels like he's just, everything's going against him right now. And that was a good call right there.
That was the right call.
That was a foul on Olivet.
Page misses the free throw. Battle for the rebound. Tips back out to Hunter Page on the shot. Probably could have got a foul on that one. No whistle. Rebounded Jungle, and Olivette's got the ball back. On the run out. Good open look in space for Hoyt. Can't hit. Olivette rebounds and runs it back out. Hunter Page always looking to get it up floor. Nifty dribbling there. Cottingham on the wing for a three. Hits the shot, but it'll be waved off. 3 second call. Going to go against the Panthers. With a minute 12 to go in the half, 30-12 is our score. Western Panthers well in front. Silver Dachtel inbound. Redfield back with the point guard duties for the Eagles. Long three-point attempt and another air ball for Redfield. Hearing it from the Panther faithful right in front of that student section. That's not where you want to have an air ball at, Matt.
Nope.
Now under a minute to go in the first half, 30-12. Western leads. Cottingham working against Redfield. Gets it into the Western area.
I don't think halftime can get here soon enough for Olivet right now.
Doss looking to feed Fortress down in the blocks. Working with his back to the basket. Turnaround. Hook shot. Jump hook by Fortress. Nice move. If he can hit that shot, he's going to be tough to stop. 32-12 now. 20-point Western advantage.
I don't think he's missed a shot. 5 for 5, I believe. I'll have to check with our statistician.
Olivet working the offense now. Jungle drives. Turnaround jumper. Rattles around and falls. 32-14. The score now with 15 seconds on the clock. Cottingham looking to get points on the board before the half for Western. Austin Cooper in the corner, drives baseline, pull-up jumper is long. Rebound, Silver Dots gets to Redfield now with three on the clock. Gets over the midline, throws it up. Up top glass, no good. Halftime, 32-14. Panthers in front of Olivet. Matt, I did need to correct you. I didn't want to miss the action there, but Fortress did have one shot blocked.
He did, that's right. He did.
But other than that,
he did not.
He's been solid finishing.
But I'll tell you right now, if it wouldn't have been blocked, it would have went in.
I can't argue that.
All right.
And I can't wait to see how many boards he's got, because Western's been excellent on the boards. They've been excellent on the defense. I think, like you said, defense has really been the story. Their offense has kind of triggered off their defense.
I mean, right now in the first half, Redfield's got 7 points for Olivet of their 14. And they got 7 points from the rest of their team. You know, I think part of it is, you know, Western, you know, in the first half is, you know, by far the best team on the floor. Somebody's going to have to step up for Olivet. Maybe a couple guys are going to have to step up in the second half. They're going to get back in this basketball game. But right now they're just even Redfield's struggling. He's taken quite a few shots to get the 7 points tonight. But
yep.
Credit to Western and the Western defense.
Yeah, the defense has played great for us in Redfield. He's still getting his three-point looks, but not exactly the ones that he wants. I'm sure of that. He's not felt comfortable on his shot a lot all night, and that's a tribute to the Western Panthers defense. Go back, we'll get you a few of the halftime numbers here, and look ahead to the second half. 32-14 our score on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM halftime. We'll take a three-minute break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Deering Road, Western High School. And the Panthers lead the Olivet Eagles 32-14. Our statistician, Lindsey Lehman, missing two half-court shots. What was she trying to win? A Coney?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure. Nevertheless,
I covered my face. I just am ashamed. Shamed on this.
She did a good job on the stats.
So
we got some halftime numbers.
I mean,
she did. Yeah, that's something. We got some halftime numbers.
I do.
Let's look at the scoring.
Western led by Steel Fortress. He had 10 points and 4 rebounds. You know, Brendan Jost has had a nice first half for them. 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Doss had 4 points. Cooper, 5 points, 4 rebounds for him. And Hunter Page had a nice first half. He had a 3-pointer. He also filled up the stat sheet with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Well-balanced. Cottingham hit a 3. Just a well-balanced first half with the 32 points for Western.
And that's something you notice, Matt, when you've got you got four or five guys on the team with an assist, a couple guys with three assists. So you see, you know, that's just a tribute to good passing. They're running a really efficient break, and those passes are assists. You know, assists on every bucket is.
Well, you know, and I'm sure Western had a scout on Olivet, and you know, they saw that, you know, he had 30, that Redfield had 33 points in the last game, and they were going to come out tonight, and they were going to make somebody else score some points. And in high school basketball, a lot of times, if you know, if you got one guy that can score, unless they're a special physical talent, it's hard, you know, it's sure. Hard for one guy to beat you. And defensively, Western's got some good athletes, and they are really just out-athlete in Olivet.
8 o'clock on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson. Matt, what about the Olivet score sheet?
Well, as we mentioned, Redfield, 7 points, but he was taken. He's got a couple. That's no points. He's got a couple rebounds. Nick Jungle, 2 points, two rebounds. Holzeye hit a three. Hoyt get a three. Like I said, they had 14 points in the first half, and Redfield had half of them, a seven. So, you know, they got to find some more balance. They're going to have to come out here, and you know, I think the goal for them is to come out and try to cut this lead, maybe get it to single digits by the fourth quarter to have a chance to win the basketball game.
And what would you do, if you're in the locker room with these guys at the halftime, Matt, and they've been really aggressive on the ball handlers on the wing defensively? How do you adjust offensively as the Olivet Eagles to work against what's been a pretty good Western defense?
Well, I think, you know, in the first half, I think Olivet has really taken and lived and died at the three-point line. I think they need to come out and be aggressive, try to get to the foul line, try to get some easy shots, and then, you know, kind of maybe work inside out. But they've taken, you know, majority of their shots, probably all, over half their shots have been taken behind the three-point line, and it's not working. They got 14 points. They're going to have to find other ways to score. And sometimes, you know, especially in a game like that when you're down 18, being able to score points when the clock's not moving is a great way to try to get back into it, and that's by getting to the foul line. So we'll see what happens.
And for Western, I imagine you just try to do more of the same.
Yeah, I think Western's confident. I think, you know, like I said, the adjustment for them is for Olivet against Western defensively. I don't know what you do because they've scored in a variety of ways. You know, Fortress has been their big presence inside. But like I said, they've gotten contributions from many guys. I mean, you know, impressive first half for Western.
All right, we'll take another three-minute break. We'll come back and get us to the second half. 32-14 to score, Western Panthers in front of the Olivet Eagles on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, second half underway here in Deering Road. Both teams with a possession so far, no score. Steel Fortress working on the block. Up to the shot, he's blocked, and contact that. Maybe hit him in the head on that
nice
one.
Nice up and under move right there by Fortress. That looks like Steve Boyle back in the day in the post, didn't it? That nice up and under move, no?
Steel Fortress that? Is, right now, he has more muscle than me. When I was his age, I was about, is there a broom in the that's what I looked like. That was my physique.
Yeah.
I got extra credit for doubling
it. So in other words, the ink pen I got in my hand, if I wiggle it like that, it's the Steve.
That was my move.
The Steve Boyle bobblehead doll.
I used to get extra credit for doubling as a biology class skeleton. On the free throws, missed a pair, Steel Fortress on the run out, Silver Dot. Gets it to Hoyg, who clicks the shot up, can't score it, but does draw a foul and gets to the line. 32-14 is our score. 6:51 on the clock, third quarter. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Western Panthers, Olivet Eagles. And Hoyg hits the first free throw. And that's the first points of the half. Starters on the floor for both. Well, he hits the pair. And it's 32-16. Cottingham with the point guard duties for the Panthers. Working against Redfield. He'll lose the ball. Redfield gets the steal on the run out for Olivet. Layup is good. Easiest bucket of the night for the Eagles. And I don't know, didn't see why Cottingham just kind of just fumbled around there and lost the ball. Little misstep. Joseph now with the ball on the wing. Brennan Joseph will drive. Kick out to Page. Page looks to drive now. He'll dribble back the other way to the free throw line. Now Joseph on the wing. Drives baseline. Up and under. No good. Battle for the rebound. Fortress. Who else? Putback is good. 34-18.
That's
Panthers
a big, big bucket right there. You know, you're trying to stop a little run.
And that's the kind of thing you see from Steel Fortress. This is a power game in there with a big rebound and putback. Now for Olivet, a drive, a dish out. Silver Dots drives to the paint, kick out. Redfield now open look for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Dots kicks out. And Holzeye, he does hit the three for Olivet, 34-21.
It's back to manageable. Like I said, you know, you're got to cut in this a little bit of time.
Both guys got away with it. Page. Scoop and score it, though, on the drive. Hunter Page, a little push off with the off arm.
I thought it could have been called both ways. I thought initially it was a foul on Olivet, and then I thought Page pushed off. Play on. Let him go.
Holzeye working with the ball for Olivet. He'll hand to Hoig. Dribbles out to the top. Now feeding Jungle on the baseline. Can't score it in the post. Rebound knocked away. Fortress comes up with it out on the run out. Joseph sidesteps and scoops it right hand and scores it. Now a little run here for the Panthers. Redfield will bring it back up for the Eagles of Olivet.
Definitely a little bit crisper pace than we had in the first half. I thought it was a little bit sloppy and, you know, other than Western, but
Olivet
definitely a better flow.
Yeah, Olivet's got a much better offensive flow here too. Even on the shot they've missed have been better looks than they were getting the first half. Redfield finds Holzeye on the wing, drives in, drops it off in the paint. Shot up off the glass is good for Hoyt. He's starting to get off here in the second half. 38-23, our score, 420 in the third quarter.
Some other guys kind of stepping up here for him, like we talked about in halftime.
Hunter Page drive, kick out to Cottingham, look for three as an air ball. Joseph saves it to Hoig, and that leads to a fast break for the Eagles. Gets it to Redfield, off the glass and good. 38-25, we'll get a timeout from the Western Panthers bench, and we'll keep it here for the timeout.
Yep.
Now we're seeing Olivet with a lot better rhythm, and now they're getting some turnovers and turn those into fast breaks.
And I think, you know, just looking, this is a different Olivet team in the second half than we saw in the first half. And I think, I'm guessing Coach Brown may have got into their girls a little bit at halftime. Just by the way they came out, got a little bit more fire in their belly. Sometimes, you know, that's why winning on the road is tough. You ride that, it's a bus ride over, and you got to watch the JV game, and you're hanging out, you know.
I think we saw that in our first game, too, with the Cardinals. When you go into the halftime with a comfortable lead, there's something that settles in at that point that, you know, we're beating these guys. We can beat these guys. And you might come out a little lethargic. So we'll see if Western, out of the timeout, can turn on the afterburners. We get a couple of substitutions, getting Lefebvre and Doss back into the lineup for the Panthers. Austin Cooper will inbound.
Yeah, out of town scoreboard. Big girls basketball game tonight over in the Cascades. Napoleon leads Manchester 28-20, start of the fourth quarter. Probably two of the top teams in the Cascade Conference.
Brittany Joseph on the wing for Western, dribbles back to the top. Now feeds back down to the wing to Page. He'll get to Doss at the top. Steal attempt by Hoig. Austin Cooper doesn't lose it. We got Page driving from the wing, cuts into the middle of the paint. Free throw line will kick out to Joseph. Now he'll look to drive baseline. Shot up and through. Didn't look like he was going to be able to get enough on it to score that one, but he does. 40-25 out of the timeout, Western.
I've been impressed with Joseph in this game. He's a good-looking player.
Silver Dots open look for three. Hits back rim, long rebound, and Page with the runout for Western. Blocked on the layup. Rebound, Austin Cooper puts it up, and he'll get fouled. He'll go to the stripe. 40-25, 3:10 to go third quarter. Yeah, Joseph's had a nice game, and he's a size kid. He's working with a 6-foot frame, and he's a stout kid. And you see that power he used it on that shot to score it. on that last point. Cooper at the stripe misses the first of a pair. 40-25 again our score. Western Panthers in front of Olivet. Holding on to a 15-point lead. Olivet's definitely looked much more spry here in the second half. Cooper hits the second one. It's 41-25. Now pressure from the Panthers.
A little wrinkle here.
Redfield breaks it, looking to get a quick bucket out of it. Hoig, jumper no good. Rebounded, Dots can't put back. And rebounded again. Hoig on the baseline, got him kind of trapped, looking to feed it out. Loose ball picked up by Page, and the Panthers are on the fast break. Behind the back, sweet dribble. Page drops it off to Joseph, and he's going to go out of control a little bit. Good with the charge.
That's a good call right there.
A couple of oohs and ahs out of the crowd for the behind-the-back dribble for Page there. Now he comes up hobbling a little bit. And they'll quick-like make a substitution. Cottingham back into the game. With range. Nick Jungle to inbound for Olivet. Western kind of putting on that little bit of a full court press. Cottingham comes down to pick up Bullseye. Bullseye will break the press on his own. Gets to Redfield at the wing. Kicks back. Comes around off the screen. Almost now. Now he'll drive into the paint. Knocked away. Doss. Quick hands again. Whistle for a foul. Looks clean. Dawes on a call. Lefty free throw there, Redfield. Delbert, Redfield. I bet we don't see another Delbert the rest of the year, Matt.
Probably a good chance of that. It's not a real common name, is it?
It's not.
We've got some really uncommon names. I mean, you got Silver. You got
Steel.
Sure. You got Delbert. Yeah.
And then Diego.
We haven't seen him yet. We don't even want to try to pronounce his last name.
There's a Zane on this roster.
Yeah.
Delbert Redfield at the line. Lefty free throw attempt is through. 41-26 now our score. That 15-point difference holds true. Joseph skip past the Dots. Now back to range. Driving from the top for Western. Back to Cottingham at the wing. Finds Lefebvre. Nice shot from the elbow. In and out. Tapped rebound. Last touch out Lefebvre. And that's going to be Western ball. That was a great look that you like to get if you're me. That shot from the elbow is what I always like to get. Just missed it. Lefebvre with a nice shot, rattled in and out. Western now with the ball. Brennan Joseph setting up top, working against Silver Dots in the man-to-man. Both teams have played man-to-man pretty much the whole way too, Matt. Cottingham on the baseline.
Got away with a bump there.
Lefebvre working down in the paint. Bobbles it a little bit after the push and loses out of bounds. With Jungle into Redfield. Redfield finds Hoig on the wing. Cottingham goes up, drives, drops off to Jungle. Up the glass, good. 28 now, Panthers lead cut down by 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. Cottingham, nobody picks him up, drives down, drops off to Lefebvre, blocked by Dot. Whistled for a foul. And that'll send Lefebvre to the free throw line. Get a couple substitutions here. Reset the lineups. 1:27 on the clock, third quarter, 41-28. On the broadcast tonight for our fine sponsors, County National Bank, Penn Chiropractic Center, Blair's Car Care, Ajax Heating and Cooling. I got to imagine the guys at Ajax Heating and Cooling are waiting for this temperature to kind of drop a few degrees.
No kidding.
Haven't even had to have the furnace on much so far this year.
I mean, it was 40. Was it 40 today? And I walked out there, and it felt like it was 20.
Because it got up to about 45, yeah.
My core temperature is,
little bit of controversy here. The officials.
Make up your mind on what the foul is.
Travis Brown.
He's just
going hard at the officials.
He's working him.
Lefebvre from the free throw line misses. 42-28 our score. Coming away with the rebound, though, Range drops out to Doss, and Doss will get back to Range. Austin Cooper at the top now hands to Cottingham. Doss comes up to get it with the Panthers. Doss, quick guard, 5'11 senior. Now Range at the top, back to Doss on the wing. Doss will give to Cooper at the top, driving against Pugh for Olivet. Crossover dribble, knocked away Redfield. Austin Cooper dives on it. Pugh looks to pull it away. We're going to jump ball. Possession arrows to Olivet. 42-28. It's a 14-point deficit for the Olivet Eagles. Looking to cut into it now with less than a minute here in the third. For Olivet, we have Redfield, Pugh, Hoig. Trying to feed the post into new in the game, Dakota Graham. And Silver Dot. Shot up, Redfield can't get it. Pugh on the tip, no good. Steel Fortress with the rebound. Cottingham now on the break. Pulls up a three from the wing. And fills it. Nothing but string there. Big bucket for the Panthers. 45-28 now. They stretch the lead out to 17. Redfield will hand to Hoig on the wing. Dribbles back to the top. Picks up his dribble. Gets to Pugh, now comes up to the top, into the lane, scoop, no good. Rebound there, Dakota Graham, puts it back up, no good.
That's 51's a big boy right there.
Big body coming in there, 6'6", and they don't list a weight on here, but he's every bit of probably 240, 250. Big kid, nice rebound. With the putback, we'll see what he's got at the stripe. First free throw is up and no good. 15.6 on the clock here. Winding down the third quarter, 45-28 our score on ESPN 101.9 FM 1458. Olivet Eagles and Western Panthers. Second free throw rims out. Silver Dots chases it down. Olivet will keep it. Just to Redfield at the top. Now across to Hoig for an open look. He'll drive it instead. Can't finish. Another offensive board for Graham. Steel Fortress pulls it away on the eventual rebound. We get some contact. They call it out of bounds. It'll be Western ball. Yeah, Graham right off the bench with a couple of offensive rebounds for Olivet. Can't get anything out of the putback. Long heave at the buzzer. Cottingham, nothing doing. 45-28 is our deficit. The end of three.
Yeah, you felt like right there Olivet got back in the game. And they did. They got to 13, but that Cottingham three right there was a big dagger. And it was 18 to start the third quarter, and Olivet was plus one. That was it. Western still leads by 17.
All right, we'll come back with fourth quarter action. 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Well, with Matt Lehman, just about ready to start the fourth quarter here. Western Panthers 45, Olivet Eagles 28. And it's been an even effort from a lot of Western Panthers kids. They've been able to really go deep into the bench, and you're seeing, this is probably about 10 kids getting regular minutes from the team, so yeah, that bodes well for Western.
They're deep and athletic. I mean, they're not real big, you know. I'm curious to see how they'll do in their conference.
Yeah. Joseph out of the timeout, feeds it to Steel Fortress at the high post. He drives, no good. Rebound, Olivet on the run out. Finding Pugh looking to drive baseline. Spin, no good. Picks it up, drops it off to Graham, and he scores it. Dakota Graham.
Where's that guy been? Yeah. Seriously, where's he been? I mean, that's a big body in there. That's a Bill Laimbeer looking dude right there. Space
that's
eater.
That's an excellent comparison. I don't think he's got the range of Laimbeer.
No.
For the Panthers on the drive, Austin Cooper, and he'll get...
He's came in and contributed. I mean, he's got 2 points, and he missed a couple free throws, but he's probably got three rebounds, and he hasn't played very much.
Nice job on the pick and roll there. Finish at the rim.
There's a lot of high school teams who would take a big dude like that in their lineup.
Joseph will inbound Cottingham at the top. Picked up by Redfield. Redfield going to Joseph. Joseph drops it down to Steel Fortress, working against Graham. Now he'll kick out. Range drives. Kick out to Austin Cooper for three. Long rebound comes to Cottingham for Western. Drops off to Cooper. Cooper now to Joseph at the top. Finds range in the at the baseline. He'll drive to the middle. Looking to drop off to Steel Fortress. And we'll get a foul before that on the floor. That'll go against Olivet. Fifth Eagles team foul here in the second half. 45-30, our score, 7:02 to go in the game. Olivet needs a run, and they need it bad if they hope to get back into this one. Cooper will inbound for the Panthers. Finds Steel Fortress. And he's got it dribbling at the top, working against Graham. Kick out to Cottingham for three. Long three, long rebound. Comes out, knocked loose. Pugh, now the run out for Olivet. Silver Dot, scoop, score. Trying to get the defense set back up for fear of the Eagles. 45-32. Stops the buckets. They need them bad. Joseph now bringing it up for the Panthers.
They just, right here, they're back to 13. That's where they were late in the third quarter with a chance to cut it to 10. Now they got to get a stop on defense. And
Joseph drives baseline, and we'll get a whistle against Olivet. Working hard down there, the Eagles defense. Recognizing that an important juncture of the game here, 45-32. 6:25 left in the contest. We get Holzeye back into the game, replacing Pugh. Pugh hasn't lit up the stat sheet, but he's been real tough on defense for all of that. A lot of pressure on the ball. Panthers to inbound, range. Finds Fortress. Fortress to the top, Joseph. Joseph now Cottingham for three. Hits that one.
And
once again, a huge, well-timed three-pointer for Cottingham. 48-32 the score.
Same situation late in the third quarter, 13-point. Boom, Cottingham hit a three. He just did it again.
Silver Dots now with the ball for Olivet. Drops it off to Holzeye. Looks to drive. Kicks out to Hoyt. Shot is long. Slapped away. How was that not an on-the-back call? Two-point bucket for Olivet, 48-34. Austin Cooper gets it now for the Panthers into the court wing area. Fortress looking to drive against Graham. Nice. Does. Scoops it with the left hand and scores at the rim. Steel Fortress, nice drive.
He showed a little bit of everything tonight, both hands. He's only a sophomore. I wouldn't be surprised you see his game evolve.
On the drive, a block. Joseph for Western gets the run out for Cooper. Pump fake, goes up, scores it off the backboard. And we get a whistle. The official timeout with Steel Fortress. A little bit in pain, it looks like, on the floor. I didn't see any contact, but I was following the play. 5:22 to go fourth quarter, 52-34. Officials checking on Steel Fortress. Still can't really get an indication of what the problem may be. It looks like maybe something in the nether regions got hit. If you know,
yep.
All of our male listeners understand what it seems like it probably is.
Like, so choir, like maybe getting ready to head to choir practice after, is that?
Yeah. You just need to kind of lean at the waist, put your hands on your knees for a little while, let it all come back. That's only a guess.
I played with a guy in high school that would happen. When it happened to him, he would like he got poked in the eye.
Oh yeah.
He'd be holding his over his eye. I'm like, dude, you all right? You know, your eye all right? He goes, it's not my eye. but you don't want anybody to know. You don't want to. Yeah, you just don't want anybody to know what it is.
So now he'll come out of the game. Substitution, we get Lefebvre back in for the Panthers. And it'll be Olivet ball. Silver Dots gets it into Holzeye. Holzeye dribbles up. Has Redfield on the wing looking for three, pulls and long. Silver Dots with the offensive rebound for Olivet. Passes up to Holzeye. Out open look for him, lefty. Back rim no good. Rebounded Hoyt for the Eagles. He takes the shot in the paint. He's hit on the wrist. That'll be two free throws. 5:03 on the clock. 52-34 is our score.
foul number two, Jacob LeFever. Shooting two, foul event, Sam Hoyt.
I haven't seen LeFever all game. I just see the PA announcer say LeFever.
Is that what it is?
We'll say it. I actually know his dad, but I call him Joe. Hoyt got the stripe, hits the first one. Second free throw pending. Up and good. Hoyt having himself a pretty nice second half. 52-36 to score. Out of that, looking for the steal. Redfield working hard against Cooper for Western. Gets it to Cottingham at the top, and they continue to kind of pressure the ball. Looking to trap. Looking to get the steal. Austin Cooper now on the wing. Double teamed. Gets it out. Good job, Joseph, to hustle for the loose ball. They bring the trap over there. Doss now drives on the pump fake. Took an extra step. And that's a turnover. You don't necessarily get the steal off the press, but you get him to make a mistake.
They can get, make him uncomfortable.
Out of that ball. And now Western with a little bit of pressure here. Bullseye working against Cottingham. Bullseye gets to Redfield on the wing. Back to the top, Bullseye. They're really looking to set Redfield up for something. Trying to get a look from three. He'll drive. Tries to drop it off to Jungle. Knocked away. And Western comes away with the loose ball. Joseph dribbles up. And I got to imagine him keep the trap on for the Eagles. LeFave coming up high post. Doesn't go to him. Joseph drives. Kicks out to Cottingham. Drops down to LeFave.
Nice pass.
Blocked at the rim. And Olivet gets another stop. Silver dots. Dribbles down. Now gives out the Bullseye. He'll drive. Scoop. No good. On the rebound tip. Jungle. No good. We'll get a whistle. And that'll go against Western. 3:54 to go. 52-36, we'll keep it here during the timeout. On the game tonight, our sponsors locally, they're with us all year on a lot of these high school basketball games, Jim Winter Auto. They have got those sweet Cadillacs sitting out in that parking lot, Matt. Every time I drive by, I get a little bit anxious.
You know, that's not what, I'm sorry, I thought that's what you drove. Cadillac?
Yeah, well, you always want a new one. The new ones always look nicer, right?
Well, yeah.
I don't drive a Cadillac, but I do drool over them.
You aspire,
every time
you aspire
I go
to
back.
Drive a Cadillac.
Yeah, one of these days. LaFear Realty on the game tonight. OmniSource, ProCare Automotive, Blair's Car Care, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Out of the timeout.
At the out-of-town scoreboard, Concord's down, 51-42? Is that what it said? 51-42?
That's what our statistician, Lindsey Lehman, gave us. Where was that move for Jungle? Into the paint. Jump hook. 52-38 to score. On another 2 points on the board. They've got 10 in the quarter, which is at 28 after three. Brennan Joseph getting pressured. Falls down. Loses the ball. Olivet get another turnover. Hoy got the run out.
Oh,
Steel
nice
Fortress racing down. Chases the play and saves an easy bucket for Olivet. Western ball. Joseph looking for help against the pressure. Cottingham's got it. He drives. Lefty scoop. Can't score it, but Jungle will come across on the block attempt to get him with the knee. And that'll be two shots for Cottingham.
Olivet, foul number 34. Nick Jungle shooting two.
See some out-of-town scoreboards. Hillsdale beat Jonesville tonight. Boys basketball 65-32. I believe boys basketball tonight. Homer was down after three quarters to Penfield, 48-46. Penfield, that's Olivet's lone loss this year. Girls basketball, Jackson Northwest was up 24-15 at the half against Jackson High. And Napoleon and Manchester, they're heading to overtime at Napoleon. Tied at 36.
Wow. Cottingham misses a pair. 52-38. Still our score. Just can't get inside that 14-point disadvantage. Boyk now with a jump from the elbow. No good. Rebounded. Who else? Steel Fortress. Knocked away, though. And last touch out of that. Western ball. little bit of the trap set on now. About half-court trap, it looks like. Oh, that's set up in. Good job breaking it by Western. Joseph gets it into the backcourt. Cottingham with a long three, hits it. He has been instrumental in keeping this lead going for Western with three big threes here in the fourth quarter. 2:41 on the clock. Redfield now with the ball for Olivet. Finds Jungle at the elbow. He drives. Contact on the drive. That's going to be bonus. And a 1-on-1 trip to the line for Jungle. Nick Jungle. That's another sophomore on the floor here tonight. Jungle, just sophomore, 6'4".
They played his song before the game, didn't they?
Welcome to the jungle. They did. Well played, sir. Steel Fortress chases down the rebound on the missed free throw, but loses it. Redfield will get it, scoops it with the right hand up on the rim, and it's good. 55-40. Olivet still trying to hang around. Full court pressure on. They'll set up the trap. Jungle backs off to half court. Cooper looking to get trapped. Nope, gets to Joseph. Now Joseph facing pressure down to Fortress on the alley-oop. Puts it up and in. Fortress doesn't seem to miss those bunnies. 57-40 our score now. Western well in front of Olivet. Hoyg on the drive. Goes up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Levi Burgett now on the drive and jumper. Pugh wanted a foul, no call. Fortress comes up with a loose ball, gets off to Joseph on the break. Doss pump fakes and takes steps again. 57-40 is our score. 1:39 on the clock. Turnover Western. Olivet will get the ball back here with just under 2 minutes away from, it looks like, a Western Panther victory.
No, I'll tell you, this is Olivet's going to be their first half is just, this will cost them the game. I think that they either played the first half like they played the second half, this would be a down-to-the-wire basketball game, because you can see, Olivet's got a good club. They just did not play well in the first half and just dug themselves too big of a hole.
Maybe just weren't quite ready for what Western came out with. Three-point shot now for Olivet. It is Trent Imes. 57-43 now, minute 17. Joseph working against the pressure, Imus. Now Burgett on Austin Cooper. Cooper gives back to Joseph. Joseph back to Cooper. Now to Cottingham, down to Steel Fortress on the block. Finds the cutting range. Beautiful pass, Steel Fortress. Lighting it up in all the categories on the stat sheet. Having a big game. Now under a minute, 59-43, and we'll get a timeout coming out from the Western sideline. 30-second. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with the final minute of basketball here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
56 seconds still on the clock. And we get a little bench clearing action here. Some players getting some minutes that maybe don't always get them. Number 30, Robert Anding, in for Western. Olivet with the ball, though.
Oh, my God. 12 has been in the lane for...
Imus at the top drive. Shot up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Lefevre chases it down to half court. Dives on it. We'll get a jump ball and actually stay Olivet ball.
You know, they're calling for a travel, and they're wrong. You can get momentum, dive for a loose ball, and you can slide all the way down the floor. It doesn't matter. You can slide 30 feet as long as you don't roll over. That is not traveling. I've watched the Olivet bench, and they were calling for a travel right there, and they're wrong. And I know that because I've been trained.
You're an official. Officially an official.
And I wouldn't have thought that,
Yeah. Shot goes up from Olivet. Zane Fleming airballed, but out of bounds, last touch, Western. 26.8 on the clock, 59-43 is the score. Western looking to cruise the rest of the way here. Move to 2-0 on the season. Imes inbound. At the top, Fleming. Now Imes gets a screen, he'll drive. Scoops, no good, rebounded. Western. Farkas now down to Lefevre. Pump fake, shot up, and Anden can't finish. Offensive rebound, Farkas. Off the glass, and that's it. Jake Farkas, 6'2 senior for Western, will finish the scoring out. 61-43, our final score here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Panthers got off to a great start, never looked back.
And that's the story.
Rail to rail.
That's the story of the game. I mean, it was a poor first half from Olivet, and they just couldn't dig out of that hole.
Came out second half with a bit of a sense of urgency and a little more pressure on the defense, and they were able to make some things happen, but just every time it looked like they were going to make a run. Yep. Connor Cottingham hit a big three. Did about three times in that fourth quarter. And just,
you know, we talked about that. You know, he was really an unsung guy in this game. He really went unnoticed, I would say, for most of the game. But when it mattered, the ball ended up in his hands, and he hit a big three. And like we said, there was two situations where Olivet had the ball, and we're down 13, and a chance to get it to 10 and make this game manageable. And they didn't score. Cottingham at a three made it, instead of a, you know, a 10-point game, turned it into a 16-point game. It happened again, got it down to 13 with the ball. Same situation. Olivet did not score, did not convert, came down. Cottingham made another three. And that was really that was they could not get the game. You know, we talked about getting below 10.
You're
in the fourth quarter, you want to get it. And it's a mental thing. I think you look up the scoreboard and you see it's single digits now. Well, in this game, that's three threes. You know, if you're down nine, that's three three-pointers. That's not, you know, the high school kids can make runs like that. So, like I said, big shots from Connor Cottingham tonight.
And for Olivet, Redfield just never seemed to get it going. Couldn't find the range, and a large portion of that is responsible to the Western defense. Those guys played well on him.
He was 9-for-11 the other night, and he was 1-for-something tonight. I think he only had him for one three-point basket. He led him tonight. He hit 16 of their 43, but Western did a nice job on it. And like I said, in this year, high school, about making adjustments. I'm guessing, you know, that Coach Malnick's had a scouting report on him or film on him, and they came out and made it a tough night.
All right, we'll take a two-minute break here on the post game and come back, let you know who our player of the game is, review the numbers, and wrap things up, let you know about next week on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.